joys, concerns, and praises this morning. I think a lot of you verbalized a lot of joys that we have with being part of a family growing up and being part of a church family. Being a part of a church family is so important. And, well, I have concern for the church. I'll talk about that a little bit in my message, but this little church started by faith since 1834, had its ups and downs, but we need to have people come into the church that we can pass down, or like you were talking about, pass the baton. And so keep it in prayer. Invite somebody to come to church that we can build it up. Little family churches like this, or a dying breed, because always, for years and years and years, the kids would attend, and then when they got a little older and they had kids, they had their kids attend, and we don't have that so much anymore. Not only here at Bethel, but it seems to be the trend. But, I say but, I love the buts and the ifs. If my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, God said they will hear from heaven. And he will send us who we need in order to keep this ministry alive, because it's his ministry, not ours. Anybody's joys, concerns? Yes.
Tina Jefferson from Gray Memorial had surgery, and she got sepsis.
Oh, wow.
And they had to send her to Shands. So she's now in Shands. My director lost her mother, and so this past week, and just pray for all those that have depression during these holidays for loss of loved ones.
Lord, hear our prayers. Anybody else?
I intended to lift up my nephew, Ryan Giroux, and also Dr. Sawyer. He's home with 24-hour hospice care.
Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayers. We got a new neighbor a month or so ago, and she comes over and we talk across the fence and so forth. We had the neighbor previously to her. We knew her. And we looked out for each other, but we never had that fence type of neighbor before, and it's really cool. And I noticed the last couple of days, maybe a week, I haven't seen her. And so I called her, and she says, that's the reason you haven't seen me, is I'm in Sebastian. I said, what are you doing in Sebastian? She said, my brother had knee replacement, and it turned into a complication, and he ended up with staph and so forth. So I'm down here taking care of him. His name is Jim. I told her we took him off for healing. Anybody else? What?